Welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk for this Wednesday, the 12th of July. Simon Harrison with you. And Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's been a big week of harness racing across Australasia. Simon, we've had Dexter Dunn. He drove his 2000th winner over in New Zealand last week. And Gavin Lang stepped up the ante, drove his 6000th winner. And I'm getting all tongue-tied here. And we also saw Inter-Dominion champion Smolder was retired. So, big last week and we've got a big week ahead.
And he's the only one now alongside Chris Alford to have brought up the 6,000 milestone, Gavin, isn't he?
Yes, in Australia. So, they're certainly Australia's best two drivers, Chris Alford and Gavin Lang. So, it was nice to see Gavin achieve that feat at Melton.
Having a look ahead this weekend, there's some feature racing again in Queensland at Albion Park. We've got the Blacks of Facon, and New South Wales are represented here. Tiger Tara, who's backing up again, has come up a $2.15 favourite.
So, New South Wales has a pretty strong raid on the Winter Carnival this weekend. And Tiger Tara is the favourite. He's drawn in Barrier 5 for that Blacks of Fate Championship. And, look, he'll come out of Barrier 4 if the emergency isn't needed. But, his favouritism is ahead of both Lenny the Shark and Hector JJ, who won last weekend's Sunshine Sprint. So, look, it does have some people questioning if Tiger Tara is worthy of that favouritism, Simon. But, as you said, he's won his last two starts at Menangle, both in pretty quick time. He was very unlucky in the Lensmith Mile. He finished eighth, and he faces similar company this weekend, Tiger Tara. So, look, I think he's worthy of that price, but, geez, I like the price of Lenny the Shark. He's $6.50 for the win and $2.10 the place. So I think a good each-way bet. He has drawn awkwardly inside the second row, and he was beaten last week in the Sunshine Sprint. But I had, there was a few things in my opinion that went against him in that race. He still fought on to finish third. His regular driver Chris Alford wasn't driving. David Aker was driving. They sat up and sprinted home the last quarter, so nothing else in the back of the field made any ground in that Sunshine Sprint last week. So I think. Look, I think Lenny will be better this week. It's over the 2,600 metres, so Chris Alford has plenty of time to angle him away off the pegs, and I think he's fantastic value for this race. So, it's going to be interesting. Chris Alford is back driving him this weekend. It's going to be a pretty good race, pretty open race as well with the barrier draw. You've got a lot of early speed with the likes of Major Crocker drawn in Barrier 3, Tiger Tara also coming out of... another sensational race.
So who's likely to take up the lead, do you think? Does it make it hard there for Hector JJ from 12?
Yeah, I think so. You'd think the likes of Major Crocker would be happy to take a sit. If Tiger Tyra crosses to the front, I don't think Connections would take a sit with him. But the other beauty about Albion Park is that sprint lane. So depending how much pressure is applied, maybe behind the leader would be the best position in that race. If you've got a horse like Tiger Tara that has that point-to-point, quick speed, behind the leader might suit him. But I see Tiger Tara going forward to the front. It would be interesting to see how they drive Hector JJ, especially being over the 2,600 metres. He got his way in front over the short trip last week. But I think it'll be a different story this Saturday night.
How do you think Spare Me Days would sort of shape up in Edfield?
So he actually, he's one of the lower assessed horses of this race, but he's a horse, he loves to follow speed and he steps up on these occasions. I do think he is a bit outclassed, but I think he'll end up further back on the peg. So I just think there'll be a lot of race moves in this race on Saturday night. But it's also the final leg of the Grand Australasian Grand Circuit Series, Simon. So what happens is horses that compete in all these races earn points and you have an overall Grand Circuit champion. So at the moment, Lazarus is sitting at the top of the leaderboard because he won the New Zealand Cup and the Victoria Cup. But if Lenny the Shark wins this weekend's race, he'll share the lead with Lazarus. So... ironically, Lenny the Shark shared this title with Smolder last year. So if he wins this weekend, he might have to share the title with Lazarus.
And the Derby's on Saturday night in Queensland as well.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a cracking race. So it's on earlier in the program, race four. And the first two place getters are the Queensland Oaks. They're backing up to compete against the boys this weekend. So you've got the Oaks winner, Sharkin. She's drawn very well in barrier two for Dean Braun and Luke McCarthy taking the drive. And then you have the runner-up, My Casino Bell, who is racing for Brad Hewitt, who also trains Spare Me Days. She's drawn a bit awkwardly out in barrier 13. That's her only problem there. But, look, plenty of New South Wales horses in this race too. You've got Brad's uncle, Bernie Hewitt. He has a runner with Pretty Hot. While Bathurst pacer, our Uncle Sam, who is a talented little type. He had no luck in the provincial derby, but his form here in New South Wales before he went to Queensland was very strong. He's drawn well in barrier three. But look, you'd expect Mark Purden. He's got the horse, the more the better. You expect him to start favourite ahead of Mark Purden's old horse, Motu Meteor, who's now in the care of Karen Manning, who's drawn in barrier one.
Now, back in New South Wales on Saturday night, we've got the Group 2 Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals.
Yeah, we sure do. So just while we're on the topic of young horses, one horse that was being aimed for that Queensland Derby, Simon, was Shane and Lauren Tritton's horse, Gotta Go Yahoo, who was very impressive winning at Menangle last weekend. He went 153.3 and Connection have decided to send him out for a spell. And Shane believes this horse has the ability to be a Chariot to Fire horse. So that will be his major aim for next season as a four-year-old. But yes, this weekend at Menangle, for the two-year-olds and three-year-olds, we have the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals. And Bernie Hewitt, who recently just won his first Group 1 race and winning a Breeders' Challenge final last month, has a horse in each of these finals on Saturday night. He has Our Little Digger in the three-year-old boys final. He has two horses in the three-year-old fillies final, I'm a Black Beauty and Taylor's Raisin. In the two-year-old boys, he's got Brad's Luck, and in the two-year-old fillies, Chunky Digger. So another horse person that has a runner in each of these features is Kerri-Ann Turner, who is currently the leading female trainer in New South Wales at the moment, Simon.
Okay, and have you got an update on the New South Wales Premiership for us?
Yeah, I sure do. So, look, we're winding down the season now. So, with harness racing, it's a bit different. Our season, new season, will start on the 1st of September. So, we still have a month and a half left of this season. And, look, in the driving ranks, Amanda Turnbull, she's just shot to the top of the premiership. She's on 147 wins, and Chris Geary is in second spot, and he's 41 wins behind Amanda. This is reflected in the trainers' premiership too, Simon. Steve Turnbull has the lead. He's won the last four premierships in a row, and Kerri-Ann Turner is in second with 117 wins. But look, in the metropolitan ranks, it's a little bit tighter. Amongst the drivers, brothers Todd and Luke McCarthy, they're in battle with Chris Geary for the top spot. The last couple of years, Todd and Luke they shared a premiership, and then last season it was pretty tight between both Todd and Luke, and Todd ended up winning the premiership. But this time in, Todd's sitting on 31 wins on top. Luke McCarthy's on 28 wins, and just behind them is Chris Geary on 26 wins. So there's only there aren't many wins separating them. And there's only six wins between the top three metropolitan trainers as well. So you've got John McCarthy, he's sitting at the top with 28 wins. Shane and Lauren Tritton in second with 26 wins, and Kerri-Ann Turner with 22. So that will be the most interesting premiership, the metropolitan one. And Chris Geary, he's got a really strong lead in the concession driver driving ranks. He's the only junior driver to have more than 100 winners this term, so you'd expect him to win that.
Yeah, so what have we got, about 6 or 7 weeks left, I suppose, in the season?
Yeah, that's about it.
Righto, Amanda, anything else on the news front for us?
No, that's about it. You know, big week ahead, plenty of meetings coming up. We've got Bathurst tonight, Wednesday night, Penrith on Thursday night, Young and Bankstown on Friday, Newcastle and Menangle on Saturday night, and Dubbo this Sunday. So it just never stops.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Simon.